Another active week as we wrap up the first month of session already, Senator. One of the accomplishments this week includes your bill for school transportation, Senate Bill 528.
Yeah, I was very happy to get that. School transportation, the state is supposed to pay 75% of busing or school transportation for anyone 3 miles away from the school or further, and they can go down to a mile, but the state will pay for 3 miles away. Falling short, and I fought this fight for so many years and finally found a little niche to get them a little bit more money, where last year I think we were $180 million short of fully funding school transportation. And that means so much to our rural areas where we have such big territory. And what made sense to me, I had one school testify that their mileage per day equaled a trip to New York City. Another one in Ava told me their mileage equaled a trip to Orlando, Florida and back every day. Springfield School, they drive 10,000 miles a day on buses. So it's a huge thing. So if they can't, the state doesn't pay their share like they should, then they have to take away from other things, teacher salaries, other benefits. So we found a niche. It's not going to cure everything, but it could. The last 2 years, it could have given schools $45 million more to help make a dent on that instead of being so far in arrears. We basically pay 25 to 35%. We're supposed, by statute, by law, we're supposed to pay 75%. So we have some people that beat their chest, oh, we fully fund the formula. Well, we do fully fund the formula, but we had this other obligation. This could end up giving it average. It may just be $5 million a year, but it's a start. Plus, it made me an argument on the floor and to let other senators know, hey, we're not doing our job. We need to fully fund that. I'm all for tax cuts, all for all we can, but let's pay our bills first. And so that was the first bill taken up on the floor this year. Got it perfected and printed. There'll be a third read on it, and it should go to the House at that point and can do that. So hopefully we can get schools a little bit of relief. Hey, we've got a job to do. Let's take care of this. And this will be huge for rural schools.
Time spent as well on Wednesday afternoon into the late night on Senate Joint Resolution 38, which would ask the voters to take care of a few things.
Clean Missouri didn't address a lot of things, and it's kind of strange, but Clean Missouri was financed by dark money. Clean Missouri was supposed to do away with dark money, which is kind of ironic. We took it back up, and the Senate is not overriding what the voters passed. The Senate is giving voters a chance to better understand what they've done. And it tightens up on some things. Campaign contributions, a big deal before, and I think that's why it passed, was because it cut lobbyist gifts to legislators, dinners or whatever it be, tickets, which I take none of, and my constituents can check my ethics report. They'll find a big goose egg there for the last 7 years, and there'll be another one this year. So I do not take lobbyist money. It had no effect on me, but some people thought it did affect a lot of legislators, and in some cases it was abused. So this will give a chance. It'll bring it to zero from that. We stayed here till 3 o'clock in the morning working on that. The minority party finally gave up and we were able to get it down, and it'll be passed within the next week. And so we'll go then to the House and let them take it up and see what they can do with it. So that was a big long night. When you come in here at 8 a.m. and you don't leave till 3 the next morning, it does make more, but been here 40 hours before. So the 10 or 12, whatever it was last night, it's no big deal.
Also, several guests have come by the office as well.
Yeah, I encourage anyone out in the district, it's their state capital, to come to Jeff City, a visit with myself and other and the representatives who represent them and see what's going on. It's a great day trip. I had one very special guest this week from Marshfield, T.J. Slocum. And T.J. was born with a bad heart condition. He's had numerous heart surgeries, and he's also born Down syndrome. And this young man has not let it hold him back in any way. It's just incredible. And his big thing is selling hearts for the Ronald McDonald House. And he works for McDonald's there in Marshfield with a great employer in the district. Gotten over $113,000 so far. And so he hit people up here, and he'll wake up in the morning and just say, hey, Dad, let's go sell some hearts today. So he's making a difference and using his abilities that he's got in the way he can relate to people to do it. Amazing young man. He's 30 years old now. He started out as a school manager for football, basketball, baseball. Even though he's 30, he's still maintains that. And a lot of the teams have Charlie Hustle Awards for kids that hustle and everything. The players in Marshall, they have a TJ Hustle Award because he hustles so hard out there. And he's just full of giving. If there's cleanups in the neighborhood after storms or his church, he's there for that. He's over the offerings, the kids in the church where he goes, kids do the offering, and he's over that and coordinates all that. He's a very bright young man. Something kind of rang a bell one time that somebody told me that Down syndrome kids tend to think more with their heart than they do their brain. And he does that.